Li'ili Nishmas, Abba Mari, Zichrono Livracha. We're starting now, Simen Memvav Hilchos, Birchos HaShachar, and the Mishnah has a short Hakdama. He says, when a person is on his way to Shul, when he's still standing outside the Shul, he should feel fear and trembling in front of Hashem as he's entering the Shul. And he should wait a second, and say the following pasuk: "Vani berov chazdecha, avo beisecha shtach v'hecha chachecha b'yirasecha." And then he should walk in. You should get ready to go into shul. You don't just go into a shul. You get into your car, and you go into class, but you enter a shul, and you should feel different when you're entering a shul. It's different. And say this pasuk. Not everyone knows the pasuk by heart. So I'm saying, at least, it's a very good idea. You're about to go into shul. Stop for a second. Stop for 2 seconds and say to yourself, I'm about to go into a shul to talk to Hashem. It'll change your attitude. You're not just running into shul. You're entering a shul. It's a beautiful hakdama of the Mishnah Berurah. The Shulchan Aruch starts with, when you wake up, you say, Elokai Neshama. Well, we mentioned already, the Mishnah Berurah says, don't say Elokai Neshama in one phrase. Put a comma between Elokai and Neshama, so it shouldn't sound like the Neshama is God, like Elokai Neshama, my God, the Neshama. So you put Elokai, Neshama Shenasatavi. Good. Then the Shulchan Aruch starts with all the Birchos HaShachar. And the Mishnah Berurah tells us that the basic reason for the Birchos HaShachar is to thank Hashem for all of the gifts and the benefits that he gives us in Olam Hazeh. The Gemara says there's a stira in the Psukim. One Pasuk says Hashem owns the world. Another Pasuk says he's given it to man. The Gemara says there's no kasha. Before the bracha, Hashem owns it. After the bracha, then you're allowed to use it. Heter, l'kol b'nei adam. Everyone can use it. Oh, so here too, the Chazal or Misaki in the Mishnah Berurah says, Bracha al kol davar v'davar man hagas ha'olam sha'adam nanim imenu. Whatever you enjoy in this world, you have to say a bracha on. We enjoy using our eyes, we say a bracha. We enjoy having clothing, malbi, we say a bracha. That's the basic idea behind Birchos HaShachar. Well, so the first bracha is when a person wakes up to the sound of the tarnagol, you say, Anosen l'sechvi vina. The word sechvi, the Rush explains, the Mishnah Berurah quotes, the word sechvi means heart, and it also means rooster. And here's the idea. Hashem gave our hearts wisdom and understanding, vina. And the wisdom and understanding is to know how to deal with situations, how to differentiate, how to understand. So we want to thank Hashem for that wisdom and understanding that he gave to our hearts. Now, sechvi also means a rooster. A person also knows and understands when day is coming. To understand that day is coming and a person's happy when the day comes. He's going to use the day for good things. And when a rooster crows, so a rooster also has this ability to know the difference between night. And when the rooster crows and a person hears that sound, he knows day is coming, and that makes him happy day is coming. So at that moment, feeling happy day is coming, he then takes it as an opportunity to thank Hashem for giving him the wisdom to understand the difference between night and day, and to use his wisdom and bina for the proper things. So we're thanking Hashem for giving us wisdom and understanding, and we're using the sound of the tarnagol as a spark to thank Hashem for that wisdom and understanding of Anosen Lasech Vivina. Or, when a person puts on his clothing, he says, Malbish Arumim, thank Hashem for our clothing. When a person puts his hand over his eyes, he says, Pokeach Ivrim, you're going to use your eyes now. Mishnah Berurah points out, you can't touch your eyes before Neglevasser, so it means you have a shirt in between. When a person sits up, he says, Matir Aser, and that's for sitting up, and you're released from being bound, and you're able to sit up. When a person is Zokef, that means when he's able to get out of bed, he says, Zokef Kifuf. Some people are able to sit up, but he can't get out of bed. Zokef Kifuf, it means the bracha for getting out of bed. Yaniach Raglecha Ba'aretz, Yibarach Rakaras Alamayim. When you put your feet on the ground, you say the bracha b'kara tzalamoy. Not everyone who gets out of bed. Some people sit in chairs. They can't put their feet on the ground. They can't stand. So for the ability to stand, we say Rakara Tzalamayim. Kishanol Minov, when you put your shoes on, you say Shasli Kartzarchi. Without shoes, you're not able to walk. You're very limited. You can stand, but you can't really walk anywhere. You thank Hashem for the shoes. And then Kishaholech Yivarech Hamechim Mitzadigar. When you start walking, you thank Hashem for your ability to walk. Kishachoger Chagoro, when you put on a belt or your pants, you say Ozer Yisrael Begvura. Hashem girds us with strength. And when you put a hat on or a kippah, you say Oter Yisrael B'sifaro. Oh, how come these last two mention Yisrael, that Hashem crowns us with glory? So the Mishnah Berurah explains, because the other things, sight and clothing and standing up, that the non-Jewish world enjoys as well. But these two are about extra tznius, living in a more dignified way. The idea of separating the upper part of the body and the lower part of the body is a very Jewish thing, that we should realize that the ruchnius should be separated a little from the gashmius. We have to have the ruchnius control our lives more than the gashmius. And wearing a hat is tznius, it adds yirah shemaim. The Gemara says, the Mishnah Berurah quotes, that kisei d'rashecha mipnei emaschla d'marach. Cover your head, it adds more yirah shemaim. So since those two are Jewish things, we say Yisrael. Then it says you wash your hands and you say alatilas sudayim. And then when you wash your face, and now like you've woken up, you say the bracha of amar b'rishena. The Shulchan Aruch says that you don't answer the amen to amar b'rishena till the very end, because it's all one long bracha. That's what we know. How we say at the end of Gomel Chasad and Tov Yisrael, that's when we answer amen to the bracha. Okay, so the Shulchan Aruch, based on the Gemara, sounds like you say each bracha as it happens, as you first enjoy that aspect of life in the morning. But the Shulchan Aruch says in Sif Beis, that's not what we do. The Shulchan Aruch says from the Tur and others, nowadays our hands aren't as clean, and not everyone knows all the brachos, and therefore the custom is we say it in shul. And the Mishnah Berurah says, and that the custom nowadays is everyone says this bracha for them, says the brachas for themselves, and that's what everyone does. They say their own brachos hashachar. Now, there was a time where people didn't know the brachos, and the chazan would be motzi people in the brachos hashachar. And the Shulchan Aruch says, if the chazan is being motzi you, it's better to answer amen in order to be yotze. The Mishnah Berurah says you're yotze without the amen b'di'eved, but it's certainly better to answer amen. However, nowadays we don't do this anymore. Nowadays people say their own brachos in the morning in shul. If it happens to be there's somebody in shul who doesn't know how to daven, doesn't know the brachos, so then the chazan can be motzi him in the birchos hashachar. Oh, that's Sif Beis. And Sif Gimel is a famous halacha. It's in the Gemara, in Menachos, Mem Gimel, the Be'er Gola quotes, Chai v'adam v'barech b'chol yom me'er brachos, l'fachos. A person should make at least 100 brachos every day. Well, there are different reasons for this. The Mishnah Berurah quotes one of the reasons, that there was a certain plague, Bizman David HaMelech, and 100 Jews were dying every day. That made a takana to say 100 brachos every day, and it stopped the plague. And that's the 100 brachos. The Mishnah Berurah goes through a calculation, how we say 100 brachos every day. And if you daven three times a day, you get to more than 100 brachos. However, on Shabbos, when the Shmon Esrei is much shorter, it's only 7 brachos each, not 19. So the Mishnah Berurah says you're short around 13 brachos. So therefore, how do you make them up? So either you can say the brachos on fruits during the day, on a snack. Sometimes saying Asher Yatzar, can also be added in. And then the Mishnah Berurah adds on that B'Shas HaChak, if you're stuck, if you have Kavana when you're listening to the Birkos HaTorah from the person getting the Aliyah, or the Brachos of Maftir, and you answer Amen, that can also be added to your list. Later the Mishnah Berurah says, also B'Shas HaChak, you can be Yotzei by listening to Chazaras HaShatz. And that can also count as your brachos. He says this in the context of Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, when you add up when you add everything up, since you're not saying brachos on food, you still are short a couple of brachos. So the Mishnah Berurah says that either you can say a bracha on besamim, you know, people say a bracha on on sweet smelling spices on Yom Kippur, or again Asher Yatzah, or using the Chazaros Hashatz if you're stuck. Oh. Now just it's good to note that when you're adding up the 100 brachos, it's from night to night. In other words, you start with Maariv. That's how the Mishnah Berurah works it out. It's not from morning until the next morning. Rather, it's from night to night, as Rav Nevensal points out, and this is very clear from the way they do the numbers. Now, there is an old custom. It's not in the Shulchan Aruch. It's not in the Gemara. To stand for the Birchos HaShachar when you're praising Hashem. And that's this common practice amongst Ashkenazim. In the Sephardi world, there are Makoros that say that one is allowed to sit, maybe one even should sit, and many Sephardim sit when they say the Brachos. It's interesting to note, even for Ashkenazim, that Rav Simcha Bina Makohen quotes from our Sternbuch. Rav Sternbuch says, you say the Brachos wherever you have more Kavanah. So if a person feels he'll dafka have more kavana saying the Birchos HaShachar sitting, one can follow Rav Sternbuch and sit for Birchos HaShachar as well. It's not a din to stand, it's a minug. But if for you the kavana will be better by sitting, then having better kavana certainly is a reason to be able to sit for Birchos HaShachar as opposed to standing. There's a lot to praise Hashem for with the Birchos HaShachar, and there's a lot to think about. Bez Hashem, in the separate shir, I'll discuss a little more in detail some of the things to think about during the Birchos HaShachar. Okay, we'll stop.